A lot of companies are adopting AI in one form or another. Some are taking a more cautious approach, waiting out the initial wave of hype to see where this leads. Others are going all in. Waiting it out might not be a good idea, given the massive rate of development that's happening almost on a daily basis. Imagine being able to get a lesson in the theory of relativity from Albert Einstein himself. Well, that's already possible with AI. Alongside AI, we are on the cusp of witnessing some truly extraordinary leaps in technology, such as in robotics, the metaverse, and digital identity, to name a few. To help South Africans better understand this new frontier in technology, the Singularity U South Africa Summit will take place on Monday 21st and Tuesday 22nd October 2024 at the Sandton Convention Centre in Johannesburg, in collaboration with Old Mutual. Over 1,500 delegates are expected to attend. Top speakers from around the world will be in attendance. Well, to give us a taste of what to expect, we're joined by Mick Mann, co-CEO of Singularity U South Africa. Hi, Mick. Thanks very much for your time. Maybe kick off and explain what is Singularity and how did it start in South Africa?
Sure. How's it, Kieran? Thanks for having me. Great to be on the podcast with you. Singularity was started by Ray Kurzweil and Peter Diamandis. And Ray Kurzweil is one of the leading futurists of our time and scientists of our time. And he came up with this notion that in 2029, we will reverse engineer the human brain. The computational power will be so great, we could actually reverse engineer a human brain. And by 2045, the computational power will be so great, we'll be able to reverse engineer the entire human race, 9-10 billion people. And there's going to be this technological singularity, this merging between man and machine. And so he wrote this book, The Singularity Is Near. Peter Diamandis, a serial entrepreneur, approached him to say, no one's teaching people about these technologies and how it's going to change the trajectory of our future. So they formed Singularity University with the idea that how do we educate, empower, and inspire leaders and future leaders to apply and embrace these different exponential technologies such as AI, robotics, or 3D printing, biotechnology, Internet of Things, networks and sensors, blockchain. How do we use these technologies to create the future we want to live in? And since then, it's been thriving in a global community around the world. And in 2015, we got the opportunity to work with Singularity with a big, large bank in South Africa that brought them out to educate their top customers. And once just hearing this content and understanding what's coming in the future, we knew it was so important for us to try to bring this knowledge and this way of thinking to a much greater audience on the African continent so that we can really try and upskill and educate South Africans and Africans to, you know, thrive in the future rather than chase this tail of disruption. And we've been going for 9 years, and it's been an incredible journey. With some amazing stories from individuals and corporates and organizations that have really embraced these technologies and are doing some amazing things with it.
Right. I mentioned in the beginning that we are on the cusp of this giant technological leap, and I don't think a lot of companies or people even understand. You've given us a taste there. If we reverse engineer the brain and the human body, we really are entering into terra incognita. And I guess that raises all sorts of ethical questions. But just explain why it's important for South Africans and Africans generally to take note of these technological moves and the exponential growth opportunities that come with it.
Well, I think one of the biggest points is that these technologies are not waiting for anyone. They're on this trajectory curve that is accelerating. And as these different technologies converge with each other, it just increases this rapid acceleration. So as AI and blockchain are going to start converging more, and or AI and robotics or blockchain and 3D printing, you're going to have these new technologies creating new business models and new ways of working and disrupting the old way of doing things. So there's a massive chance and there's a risk that Africa is left behind during this technological transformation. And instead of being a leader, we'll be chasing this tail of disruption and sourcing all of these new products and services from outside the continent, rather than by building them within and really letting Africa thrive in the future. So for us, it's super important to create this global community of change makers who can implement some of our, the solutions to some of the problems we face in Africa. And how do we then scale that out to the rest of the world and be a leader in the future rather than a follower.
Now, give us a sense of what to expect from the upcoming summit in October and what topics will be covered.
So we're very excited to be bringing the summit back in person. It's, you know, we're going to be bringing between 30 and 40 international and local speakers that are really experts in their field, either practitioners or academics or scientists, and really to share their knowledge and to equip people with the mindset and the skill set and the network to implement this and to take action in the future. So we've got a very big focus on artificial intelligence this year. Obviously, as AI has hit the knee of the curve and we are seeing this disruption take place in front of our very eyes and everyone is using artificial intelligence, we've got about 13 AI experts that will be sharing various aspects of artificial intelligence, from AI in leadership, how to make better leadership decisions using AI, to how is AI going to help scale in the workplace, responsible AI, ethical AI. So we're really going to be looking at across the board, AI and robotics. We've got a really interesting tie-in between artificial intelligence and robotics. How are these AI algorithms built and built with these biases? So there's going to be a very strong focus on AI. There's also going to be a strong focus on robotics, on biotechnology, on longevity. How do we extend our human lifespan past 150 years? And how do we reach longevity escape velocity, which Ray Kurzweil predicts will be sort of coming to us in 2029, where we will be gaining a year in our lifespan every year. So we will live a much longer life. And how do we have a very strong health span so that when we get into our older years, we still feel young and fresh and replacing body parts. We're also going to be looking at food security. We've got Arturo Elizondo, who is from the Every Company, where they have, you know, that famous thing, what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Well, they've actually made the egg before the chicken.
Explain that.
So they have reverse engineered how to create an egg in the lab that has zero cholesterol, but all of the benefits and all of the proteins of the egg. And Arturo, I first went to go look at his lab in 2017 in San Francisco. He just raised about $2 million and it was starting off his business. Now, 9 years later, he's got this incredible product that is just going out to consumers and has already been used by various B2B businesses. That is the egg without the chicken.
Extraordinary.
So, you know, if you think about extraordinary, and if you think about what it means for the future of food security, it's going to really change the dynamics. As you know, the population increases, and as the need for more food is going to envelop the world, we're going to need new ways of making food and distributing it.
One of the subjects you're going to be exploring is the metaverse. People have heard this word for years. You better explain what that is and why this is becoming something we should be paying attention to.
Well, we're also very excited to be launching the metaverse track in the summit this year in Africa Rare Ubuntuland, which is Africa's first metaverse. And really for us, it's about how do we bring the future? How do we make the future feel tangible for South Africans and everyone around the globe that wants to partake in our summit that isn't going to be flying to South Africa? So the metaverse will be a digital twin of the physical summit, where we've recreated the Africa Arena stage, which is the main stage of the summit, and we've got two side stages that will be the Baobab and the Calabash stage, where users who can't attend the physical summit can still attend the metaverse version and have a very unique, engaging experience with other avatars that will be from South Africa and from around the world. And we're also including this digital expo stands in the metaverse, so you can actually attend and get to view the expo stands or that will actually be at the physical summit. And I think this is what's really important about the metaverse, and to think about it, is it's the next evolution of the internet. It's taking our 2D internet into a 3D immersive, engaging experience. Because if you think about how much time we spend in this 2D flat world, there's a lot of disconnection in that, and because we are 3D beings, we think in three dimensions. You know, we live in three dimensions, but in the digital format, we're living in a two-dimensional world. So by bringing into three dimensions, it creates new memories and new types of engagement, because you'll remember if somebody's on the right of you, on the left of you, or an object was in front of you, rather than looking at a flat screen. And on top of that, the metaverse also brings new capabilities for digital ownership, where you can actually own something in the digital format on the blockchain that wasn't possible before. And you can build on top of that. You can build a game, an application, a digital twin, a retail experience. So it allows for so many new opportunities. And we want South Africans and Africans to embrace this new technology so that we can actually lead the way, as this is very nascent. And we saw Meta change their name, Facebook change their name to Meta. There was this initial hype curve around the metaverse. Meta didn't deliver on that promise. And we saw it wane a bit. It reached this trough of disillusionment, is what we teach at Singularity. But it will very soon hit the knee of the curve and disrupt, just like that. It's very slow and then it's sudden, like we've seen with AR. AR has now hit the knee of the curve about 2 years ago, and it's been disrupting traditional business models. We believe the same is going to be true for the metaverse. And the sooner that South Africans and Africans can embrace this, the sooner we will be leaders in this space.
And then that was my final question. Are South African leaders paying sufficient attention to AI and these other technologies that you've been talking about?
Well, I think there's, you know, over the last couple of years, we've seen some incredible results from different leaders and board members and CEOs that have attended our summit. And, you know, just looking at who's coming to the summit this year, I think that the decision makers and the people that are actually helping to move the needle and have the budgets and the clout need to just understand and be equipped with the right education to do that. So I think that we are, for the summit this year, we are definitely going to have the right people paying attention. And I'm hoping that they'll take this knowledge and turn it into action and be inspired and empowered to do so.
We're going to leave it there. Mick Mann, co-CEO of Singularity U South Africa. Thanks for joining us, Mick.
Thanks so much, Karen.